Fire is an amazing thing, isn't it? So incredibly comforting, utterly frightening, and magnificently useful, depending on the context. I have written about fires of various sorts in the course of covering other topics on here, and almost always in a positive way, because fire is so tremendously a part of life in Alaska, in my humble opinion. From keeping us warm to cooking our food to smoking our fish to providing that wonderful peace of mind we feel when we hunker around a fire and feel its warmth keeping the darkness at bay. While those good reasons for fire can happen anywhere, I'd have to concede that my own view of fires during my youth growing up in Kansas were largely negative, and for two reasons. Destructive house fires, as would crop up in town and keep the local volunteer firefighters busy, and also wildfires that would light up the night, burning away valuable crops and killing livestock. Such fires sometimes had a human origin, but as often as not, at least with the wildfires, came about as a result of lightning strikes. Kansas has some truly spectacular thunderstorms. So, that is something of my experience, or my perception of fire and fires from an earlier time in my life. Again, up here, fires often come in a much more positive guise, and it's difficult to imagine we could even have a life here without fires. Today, I'd like to tackle the topic of fires, but from a different angle and with a fair amount of help from a couple of agencies that know their business when it comes to fires. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Again, I think of fires in a very happy, positive way. Here in a couple of weeks, if the weather cooperates, I plan to go hunting and camping, and I'm sure there will be an evening fire or two on the beach, if a lack of wind permits such. Those fires will be for a number of possible reasons, to include warmth, cooking, coffee, or simple campsite ambiance. I often teach area kids about starting fires and fire safety, whether through my job or through the time that I spend with our local American Heritage Girls troop. That said, the fires of my youth, the ones that embodied destruction, can happen here as well. Just in the time I've worked for Togiak Refuge, I can remember one near Dillingham, down south of the hospital compound, that burned a lot of ground, and a couple of years ago there was the Gishiak Lake Fire over north of Togiak, which also burned a lot of ground. There was also a short-lived one here in Dillingham not long ago that burned between the Wood River Road and the downtown area. Fires such as those are going to happen from time to time, with no way to prevent them. There are, however, steps you can take to mitigate the damage, particularly around where you live. Also, there is going to be an opportunity tomorrow in Dillingham to learn about such steps. Tomorrow, May 13th, there will be a workshop in Dillingham called Alaska Firewise, Ready, Set, Go. This workshop will happen at the downtown fire hall and take place from 1:30 to 3:30. It is open to the public and free to attend. This workshop is a cooperative effort of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Alaska Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry, and the Dillingham Fire Department. Presenters will be Lyndon McNeilis, a fire prevention and mitigation specialist for the Fish and Wildlife Service, and Doug Albrecht, an Alaska Division of Forestry Prevention Officer. This isn't my gig, I'm just helping to get out the word about it, and as near as I can figure, the gist is to prepare your property in such a way as to minimize the chances for severe property damage should a fire ever crop up on or around your property. The objectives of this workshop, as they've been shared with me by the presenters, include the following. 1, help residents take personal responsibility and prepare their home long before the threat of a wildfire occurs. 2, provide the basics on FireWise structure preparation, including creating defensible space, and 3, provide information on preparing a pre-planned evacuation checklist and developing a personal wildfire action plan. About this workshop, Mr. McNeilis said the following, "We're always looking for opportunities to help landowners implement strategic FireWise fuel reduction steps that provide defensible spaces in the event of a wildland fire." I should also mention, in addition to the workshop time that I mentioned, 1:30 to 3:30, these gentlemen also have time set aside following the workshop to do a home visit to perform an on-site FireWise assessment of a property here in town. I've used that term FireWise a couple of times now, and for good reason. It's the name of an actual program. FireWise is a cooperative effort among local, state, federal, and private agencies and organizations to promote fire safety in what's called the wildland-urban interface. Firefighters do not have the resources to defend every home during a wildfire. For example, had that fire down south of the hospital burned north instead of the direction it did, things could have turned dire in very short order. Even with the very, very capable services of Dillingham's firefighters, resources could have quickly been spread thin and depleted. FireWise is a program designed to help plan for when situations such as that turn bad. According to FireWise, when adequately prepared, a house can withstand a wildland fire without the intervention of the fire service. Also, a house and its surrounding community can be both FireWise and compatible with the area's ecosystem. The FireWise Communities USA program enables communities in all parts of the United States to achieve a high level of protection against wildland-urban interface fire, as well as sustainable ecosystem balance. The FireWise Communities USA program provides residents of a wildland-urban interface with the knowledge and skill necessary to make that happen. Continuing on with some language from the FireWise program. FireWise Communities USA is a unique opportunity available to America's fire-prone communities. Its goal is to encourage and acknowledge action that minimizes home loss due to wildfire. It teaches you to prepare for a fire before it occurs. The program adapts especially well to small communities, developments, and residential home associations of all types. The Alaska FireWise portion of the workshop provides the homeowner with information that they can use to create an area of defensible space around their homes and structures to lessen potential impacts from a wildfire. Defensible space also provides fire protection agencies with a safer area from which they can protect the structures from advancing flames. The Ready, Set, Go program, managed by the International Association of Fire Chiefs, seeks to develop and improve the dialogue between fire departments and the residents they serve. It encourages fire departments to talk with individuals about the collaborative roles and responsibilities involved in protection and response so that the expectations and abilities are clear before an event occurs. Ready, Set, Go helps people develop a wildfire emergency evacuation plan, which includes a list of things they need to put in their go kit, such as addresses of emergency shelters, phone numbers, prescription medications, animal care, important documents, and first aid supplies, to name a few. So there you have it. Doug and Lindy will be in town tomorrow, barring anything unforeseen. Well, not that anything like that ever happens here. And they'll be at the downtown fire hall at 1:30 to visit with folks about how to set up their own properties to be more ready to withstand a wildfire situation, something we've seen can happen around here. It's free to those who attend and open to the public. If you have any questions, the number I was provided is 218-849-3825. I repeat, 218-849-3825. I would also guess our own fire department has answers if you have questions. No one likes to think something bad, like an earthquake, a volcano, or a wildfire, is going to rip through their lives and destroy their homes or other types of personal property. But it does happen. Tornadoes happen in the lower 48. Flooding is hammering many parts of the southeastern United States right now. Severe erosion is taking its toll on northwestern Alaska communities. And wildfires can and do happen across our country each and every year. This is a chance to learn a little to maybe take a preventative step towards fending off one such disaster. I guess to my mind, two old adages seem very, very applicable here. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and hope for the best but plan for the worst. There's a ton of truth in both of those. Need something to do tomorrow? Come on down to the fire hall and score yourself an ounce of prevention. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.